Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we want to get back to. Or if you're just getting ready to get started, that's where we want to go with it. We want this love to be sweet, knowing that God gave you to me. What leads sometimes to unfaithfulness when it does start out sweet and at some point begins to change for the worse? What causes that? Lack of commitment very often. Again, to the spouse, the marriage vows. And even when we have children, a lack of commitment to the children. Now, I know that some of you may say, well, hold on now, Carl. I really do love my children. And there are a lot of parents out there who love their children, but they just mess up as far as their relationship with their spouse. Well, I understand what you're saying. I really do. But remember this. Our faithfulness to our children is partly determined by our faithfulness to our spouse. To put it another way, we cannot be completely faithful to our children without also being completely faithful to their other parent. Because the children are counting on the parents to make the household feel safe, warm, comfortable, inviting, relaxing, secure. And to the extent that we bring adultery into the equation, we also open up our relationship with our spouse to all kinds of conflict. And when we open up our relationship with our spouse to all kinds of conflict, then we also invite drama into the home. And that drama that can enter the home will affect everybody who lives in that home, including the children. So, ladies and gentlemen, to the extent that we choose to be unfaithful, that we are not committed to our spouse, to that same extent, we are also uncommitted to our children. Even if we are willing to take them to the basketball game, the softball game, even if we are willing to sit through the dance recital and encourage our children to go for the gold, to pursue excellence, all of that is good. We encourage them to continue doing well in school, making those good grades, heading on their way to college. All of that is good. But how many of us know that very often, when the parents are unfaithful to each other and begin to bring drama into the home, they can have a negative impact on the children, and we can see those good grades start to fall. Oh, yeah. Because the children are now having a difficult time focusing on the academics because they're so distracted by the drama. If you really, really, really want to be fully committed to your children, then husband and wife, be fully committed to each other. But also, it goes even beyond that. None of that's good. It is not good to have a lack of commitment to spouse, marriage, the marriage vows. It's not good to have a lack of commitment to the children, but that lack of commitment extends because it actually, its starting point really is within. You have a lack of commitment to yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that when we're out doing things that we should not be doing, whether that's doing drugs, committing adultery, stealing, lying, whatever it is that we're doing, slandering, although I know that we can be doing those things and we're doing them because we get pleasure out of them. But you have to remember, did you hear this, the words at the beginning of the song that Darla Day was singing? She said that she was connected now with the one her soul loves. We have to think about our souls and what it takes to keep our souls in good shape. And so we can be out there doing things that we get a whole lot of pleasure from, but that same stuff is harming our souls at the same time that we're getting pleasure from. So although we may say, hey, you know, I am committed, we have to understand that there is a difference between being committed to pleasure seeking and being committed to the well-being of our souls. I agree. You can be looking out. I mean, you can be committed to your own pleasure. And if it's pleasure, isn't it you enjoying the pleasure? Yes, it's you enjoying the pleasure. I agree. But that's why I keep emphasizing the importance of the well-being of your soul. The soul can have pleasure and be steadily experiencing destruction from the very thing that it enjoys, whether that's illicit sex or drugs, alcohol. The soul can be enjoying the experience of buying that drug, putting it in the system, getting high, and then laughing and bragging about how high you were. The soul can enjoy that, but it sure ain't helping the condition of the soul. It's not strengthening the soul. It's not building the soul up. It is not refreshing the soul. All that is bringing the soul down. I'm talking about that commitment that brings well-being to your soul, that brings health to the inner person. That's what we need to be going for. A lack of commitment, proper commitment to the real self. Yeah, we need that. We need that. And of course, we all know that God is the one who created marriage. And so when we have a problem with lack of commitment in marriage, we also have a lack of commitment to our Creator. When we come back, we'll look some more at what leads to unfaithfulness. But before it's all over, we're going to be taking a look at a very, very important bond. That's going to come next week. But when I come back today, we're going to look at some more of the things that lead to unfaithfulness, because we want to uncover this. We want those who are going into marriage to have a very clear idea of what leads to unfaithfulness so that you're strengthened to remain faithful. There are fewer and fewer surprises to come at you. And for those of you who are already in marriage, doing what you can to turn it around if it needs to be turned around. Keep it beautiful if it's already beautiful. I'll be right back.
I pray to my God for a heart to keep. He gave me the one. He knew my needs. Over and over, this love is sweet. I recognize the joy that makes our love complete.